This is the Bone Collector, Dominic Greeny. You're listening to Wrestling Cheers. Don't turn that dial or I'll choke you out.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, even when you're two states away. This is Wrestling Cheers, where we like to talk about things going on in the Northeast Ohio independent wrestling scene. We preview shows, we review shows, and sometimes we even have interviews along the way. This is a very special episode for the preview of AIW's WrestleMania weekend show, The Slumber Party Massacre, which is this Thursday, April 4th, at the White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, New Jersey. I don't know how many tickets are necessarily left, but if you can't watch it on there, you can't be live, I should say, it's available on Fight TV. You can get either just the event or you can get the whole collective as a whole. So I am your host. I am Heavy Set. So we are brought to you by the Trending Topics Network, Midwest Territory, and Key on Sports. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean. WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Find us on all of your social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. I think I said my name was Heavy Set as the host. If I said that, no, Justin, Summers, whatever you want to call it. I'm still getting used to that. Too much of one spiel. Anyway. Like I said, this is a...
Yeah, dude, you said a lot of stuff. That was a lot of... I've said that before, but holy shit.
Could never.
Yeah, right. Our podcast, never. We just babble for like 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden it starts.
By the way, we have Pod Van Dam on this episode. We have Ed and Ron. Or Ron Patrick, whatever. I don't know why I said that.
It's whatever. It's all those names, dude.
I just said I don't like calling you Pat for reasons, but I'll call you Patrick.
Whatever. I'll probably answer to a lot of things. It's fine.
So yeah, we have these guys on. I've been pulling to get you both on for a long time. It just never works out, one reason or another.
I've been really busy lately with just a lot of things. I have a bunch of different jobs, and me and Ed do the podcast. I talk all the time, so like, you know, maybe people don't want to hear my voice that much. I don't know.
Dude, I'm scared to do anything without Pat.
I like that excuse. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, Patrick, the last time you were on, you hadn't been on at that point. You hadn't been on since October when it was me, you, and Thrift Store Jobber. He hasn't been on in a while either. He seems to be busy. But we were talking
TSJ. About... Yeah, he's a popular guy. He's all over the place. But yeah, you know, sometimes life happens. We're all adults, you know, so we got to do stuff. It's all right.
But it was so long ago. We were talking about me and Thrift Store Jobber going to an ICP concert after it happened.
Yeah, you couple of juggalos, you two. Couple of regular old juggalos.
I know, unless you're Brian Posehn and you think Sublime fans are similar to juggalos. I don't care.
Dude, he's not far off.
I mean, subcultures like that are similar in certain ways, if you're being honest, but you know.
I've always said that furries are the juggalos of nerd culture.
Maybe that's why somebody was so offended when you accused them of being one. Name redacted.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
I mean, I like Sublime. I like ICP. Brian Posehn, I like him, but he also likes Slayer, and I think they're the worst band ever.
Yeah.
As much as they want to say it's Imagine Dragons, and I'm like, have you heard your music? I hate your music, and I've seen you live in concert, and it was dreadful.
All right. Enough of the Slayer bashing.
Anyway, we got this WrestleMania show to, and I'm not going, but it's just, I couldn't swing it if I wanted to. with a new job and multiple other things. We're just like, yeah, I could do it.
I spent a lot of money on these tickets a long time ago, so yeah, that was a little easier, I suppose. But I've never been to WrestleMania weekend, so this is kind of my like one and done sort of thing here.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm not necessarily one and done. Like, I did the one in Orlando. It was fun and all, but unless it's coming somewhere closer than New York, like Detroit, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, or Toronto at the furthest, like, I'm not going. And I don't think any of them have a shot except for maybe Indianapolis, but for some reason, they're never in the bid for it, even though they got a great stadium that would go great for WrestleMania.
Yeah, but then you'd have to hang out in Minneapolis.
No, Indianapolis. Did I say Minneapolis? Indianapolis.
Both of them. It seems terrible.
No, Indy's pretty cool city.
I mean, I only want WrestleMania in cool cities. Like, that Orlando one was awesome. I went and saw Harry Potter stuff. It was great. Like, then this one's near New York. So, like, yeah, it should only be awesome places.
I think if I went, I'd want to go to SNL. But I don't know if they're new this week or not. Because I think they
are, because everybody keeps talking about how Braun Strowman should be on it.
Listen, if you want to go to Saturday Night Live over Spring Break 2, then I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. I like SNL. I'm the weird person that actually enjoys that.
Yeah, but the SNL's there. You know what I mean? Like, you could go to SNL the next week or the weekend after or the weekend after. Hell, 6 months from then, SNL's going to be there and live. Spring Break happens once a year, man.
I was a Mad TV guy, you know?
Yeah? That's where Artie Lang was from.
Hell yeah, that's where Artie Lang was from.
I didn't like Mad TV because it wasn't live. I felt like you can do anything when you're like pre-recorded.
Yeah, all right, I gotcha. But like, In Living Color wasn't live either, and that show was great. Like, right, that wasn't live.
No, I don't think it was, but they were their own downfall. I just watched a thing on them, ironically enough, where they basically said the network got too involved and they ruined it.
Huh.
All that's better than all of them, so.
I want to agree, because I do own a Homie the Clown doll that I found at a Goodwill, but I don't know. I love Farley, so I'm hardcore biased to that.
Homie the Clown doll at Goodwill?
Yeah.
That's an interesting find.
Hell of a sentence.
Anyway, this isn't Pod Van Dam. We don't have questions from Twitter. We got this card to go over. And going into our normal preview format, we have three matches we're going to talk about, and then we're going to go into picks for the rest of them. Let's start with this match. Let's start with the Submit or Surrender, Dominic Greene versus Joshua Bishop. These two have been on a feud for what feels like a year, but I don't think so. This kind of goes from what, like after Absolution?
Was it Absolution when Bishop and him started? I want to say it was Absolution, wasn't it?
Was it Absolution or just after? Everything is blending together. I'm trying to...
Who's got a computer open?
Caden was here. He would know.
He might know. But this has been going on for a while, and I'm curious to see where will this be the end. Like, will this be the final end of these two, or could it go even further? I think with, I don't know if Maserati West is going to this show, if he's going to New Jersey, but that's a factor in everything.
What do you mean if? Can you imagine Maserati West not partying WrestleMania weekend?
Yeah, the kid's got a friggin' jet. He can go wherever he wants. What do you mean, wow, if he's going?
He might have other He might have other engagements. We're talking about Maserati West here.
I know Maserati West, and he loves partying. These are two of those things put together. I can't imagine him missing Mania weekend.
Yeah, for sure. He's got his manager's license, too, which pretty much allows him to be ringside, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be there.
Oh, manager.
So, does this end here? Is this the end?
It would be an appropriate place for it. I could see it culminating here. I don't know. It's on iPay-per-view, so I feel like we're going to have the whole AIW crowd with us, whether everyone makes the travel or not. I think all of the regulars are kind of going to be viewing this one. So I could see some storyline progression stuff happening for sure on this match.
What do you think, Ed?
It's got to end here. It's Submit or Surrender, right? Where else could it go? A live murder match? Like, it's, this is it. This has got to be it.
I mean, like, what if somebody comes in and interferes, though? You know what I mean? Like, I guess you're right. Yeah. I don't know.
What if Kevin Koo interferes?
And then we see some tag type stuff.
Yeah. Sad Conf versus, I don't know if they're going to call themselves the Rip City Shooters, but you still have those. Like, I don't know. That could be fun.
Yeah. I think it ends submit or surrender. Somebody's doing something to somebody where they're it's going to end there. I agree.
I think also going forward, like, this could very well be then. Like, I could see that. Like, I haven't decided whether I think it's going to end or not. But just going over possibilities, the next show is Gauntlet for the Gold.
Yeah.
A couple shows after that is Jaylit. And a lot of feuds kind of, like, end right before those. But they'll get relit, no pun intended with Jaylit, but they'll get reignited and have a new wrinkle to it. Because, I mean, it's very believable that, let's say, Bishop wins, but Dom wins Gauntlet.
Yeah. It's weird that I still am thinking about the Janela cash-in from Jaylit, how that kind of bums me out. He'll be back this weekend. So could he come to this year's Jaylit and do something?
This is the other thing. His return is at spring break, correct?
Yeah, Friday night.
Damn. If it wasn't set up like that, I think this would be crazy to see. We're going to eventually talk about the main event, but let's say whoever wins the main event, they get cashed in by Janela, like, on the spot. But he's making his return.
Yeah.
If he didn't have that, like, well, this is my official return, I would say, you know what? Why not that? But at the same time.
Yeah, but I think he's given that to GCW for spring break. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think you're going to see that before Friday night.
That's what I'm saying. If he didn't say that, but he did, so it's like, okay, I'm going to take his word for it that it's not happening.
Had AIW been, like, after spring break, like, that late show after, yeah, like, how Blackcraft is,
yeah,
it could have maybe worked out that way, but...
Or, yeah. what if I'm right, but he cashes in, but not for that show, for Gauntlet?
Yeah, like, he just comes out and says, hey, I want a shot at Gauntlet, me versus, you know, yeah.
Like, it's been long enough, me at Gauntlet, let's do this.
Yeah, because it did say in-ring, so maybe he comes out and says something. That'd be awesome. As AIW's reigning Janela Mark, I would enjoy that thoroughly.
Yeah, I would easily say you're the reigning Janela Mark. I don't know if anybody loves him more than you.
He's a bad boy, man.
I mean, there are a couple people that I think that are huge fans of his, but I think you take the cake.
He was one of the first, like, indie guys to get me to kind of really buy into indie wrestling. And I guess maybe that's why I like him as much as I do. I don't know.
I think comparing you to other Janela fans is like comparing me to Ed on Fontaine. If I'm correct, Ed, you do like Fontaine, right?
Of Marion Fontaine.
Okay. I'm more on the level of you, Pat. I love Fontaine. Okay. Like, I'm that huge on Fontaine. Huge.
Fair
fan.
Enough.
No offense, Ed.
That's fine. I really like the Boogeyman.
So are you?
Ed wanted to eat worms at WrestleCon.
Oh man, I would totally eat worms.
So are you seeing him at WrestleCon?
Oh, he's only going to be there Saturday. Calm down, man. But you know who is going to be there? The Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant. Y'all just get a picture taken with him. Similar. Their names sound similar, Pat. It's a joke.
Maybe you can jokingly confuse them and be like, "Oh,
it'd be great.
Oh, you don't have your face paint on today? You didn't bring the worms?"
Worms. Yeah, man.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm wrestlers. If they're anything, they're not. You know what they are? Is just they love jokes. They're jokey.
Silly
they're
boys.
Great moods. They're definitely silly boys.
And
I can't wait for WrestleCon. Tony, I want to see Tony Atlas just sitting there looking pissed off, like. I mean, Greg Valentine looking miserable, eating like a ham sandwich. I'm stoked. Like, this is going to be awesome. Sandwich?
Really?
I don't.
Oh, geez.
I don't understand how people, like, there's people out there that can spend like a whole day there. When I went to Mania, I went to WrestleCon 2 days, but I might have been there an hour each day, if that. And most of it was walking around or chilling by the AIW booth. Like, that was it. Like, there was a couple people I wanted to see. I got to knock those out quick each day, and that was it.
Huh. So we were talking about a wrestling match, weren't we?
What happened?
We were talking about Dominic Greeny versus Joshua Bishop. But then we got on the Janela tangent.
You know what I was going to say, though, real quick, is aside from Swaggle Steiner, which no offense, but when I make my statement, I think everyone will agree. Pretty much every other match on this card could be like an AIW main event. So, like, there's been people that kind of shit talked the AIW card a little bit and, you know, leave it to the big boys, blah, blah. But I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty sweet. Like, every match on the card could be like a regular show at home's like main event. Like I said, aside from Swaggle Steiner, like, pretty much everything. I mean, maybe not the Ethan Page Cabana 4, tag, but I don't know.
That would be a big match on the card,
argue everyone. Yeah, I could probably argue everyone aside from Swaggle Steiner if you really had me to. So I don't know. I think this Mania show is going to be pretty awesome, personally.
I want to put a request out there to John Thorne. I don't know if he'll listen to this, but somebody might listen and tell him, can you please try to book Disco Inferno? I just want to boo him so bad.
Don't do that. Don't give him money.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. No matter what, yeah, the idea of people booing him, yeah, sure, but he still gets to go home with a paycheck. And I don't think anyone wants that.
Can you work out the deal that he takes all the meet and greet money and nobody goes and get the meet and greet?
I don't know how the business works. But no one wants to pitch you with that kook.
I didn't like him before he talked shit about AEW, and then I was like, oh, you just like buried yourself even more. You're a fucking joke in WCW.
Like, can you imagine giving a shit what Glenn Gilberti thinks?
Well, could you imagine giving a shit what people like Cornette and Russo and all them think too? There's people out there that just worship those fuckers.
Oh yeah, people love Corny.
Vince Russo, we got a history.
Look, there's this funny thing that happened in wrestling. I'll tell you what. Shut up, dude. I have you on mute for a reason. I do not like you, but that's just me.
Man, so what else? What other matches we got here? I'm excited. Couple more days of work, and we're there.
We have the AIW Tag Team Title Match to Infinity and Beyond, the defending champions versus The Production versus PME versus the boys from Jollyville, a.k.a. the Jollyville Fuckits. This match, along with the main event, the match we'll talk about next, was really put together at the last show. Why am I blanking on the name from it? Not WrestleRave. We'll get on that review later this week.
7-Year Itch?
Thank you. 7-Year Itch. Side note, we've had like so many shows at once. And I'm talking about coming up, but it was like shows that were announced like at one time. We had like a good 5 or 6. We still have ones coming. So I'm now to a point where I'm like, what show is that now? Anyway, but back to that. Both of these matches were built at 7-Year Itch to get into the Slumber Party Massacre. This is a really hard match for me to like pick a favorite. Like, we're not obviously picking picks right now, but you have To Infinity and Beyond, defending champions for majority of the last like few years. The Production is on their way up. PME is hands down one of the most popular tag teams in AIW. And the veterans, the Jollyville Fuckits, former tag team champions, and have been trying to regain the titles ever since they lost them. Or I should say, ever since they came back to AIW. Like, how are you guys feeling about this match? Start with you, Ed.
Did we lose him?
Unless he's on mute or he walked away from the microphone and he'll come back in like 5 minutes. I don't know. Well, start with you, Patrick.
There's going to be so much going on in this match. You know, like you said, it's four pretty big, well-known tag teams in AIW. Cheech, when you listen to this, because we know everyone, all the wrestlers listen to this show, can you bring that RVD shirt? I hope you got it in your bag for me, buddy.
Just bring the RVD shirt.
I'll see you there. Pack that shirt for me, buddy. But yeah, PME rising, real hot. Production also rockets on their asses. These are all beloved tag teams. Jollyville Fuckits. It's impossible. I know we're not doing picks, but it's impossible to pick, man. It's gonna be a lot going on.
How are you feeling about this match, Ed, now that you're back?
The production's getting weird as shit, and I'm into it.
Yeah, you're all for that, of course.
Yeah, it's getting real weird. I'm a big fan of that. The fuckers are always terrifying to pick against To Infinity and Beyond, you know, because they always win. Always win.
Always win.
Always win.
They always
win. Do always, they just always win.
You would figure that PME's moment has to be coming. I don't know whether it's going to be this show, Absolution, the Chandler Biggins Memorial Tag Team Tournament. It's got to be coming. It would be like that huge moment. I think because like they were planning on having it be, you know, Magnum and Frankie versus the Weird World. And that was probably going to be the Weird World's big moment. Unfortunately, you know, things happen, and now we're at this four-way match. Does PME get that moment, or do we push it off later? I think that's going to be a big, like, if they don't win between now and at the very least at the end of the year, but I say Absolution, like, that's going to be huge, mainly because they're so loved. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, I mean, I could see the moment happening, but you never know. I mean, maybe this could be something to build even further towards Absolution. Maybe they, you know, win but get cheated, or, you know, something and don't actually win. It's hard to say. Maybe the chase is better for PME than having it. Who knows? It's hard to say. There's four really pickable teams in this, so it's hard to say any which way, to be honest.
How do you feel about PME, Ed?
I want to say they have a great chance to win this match, but then we also know that To Infinity Beyond always win. You know,
they win it. They win all the time.
It's all the time, always, and they don't lose, and that's key. So I don't know when their moment's coming, because To Infinity Beyond time.
I mean, PB and Hornswoggle beat them.
Yeah, but then they won again. Because they win all the time.
Oh. And in a four-way, it opens it up for easier shenanigans, you know?
Yeah.
For old Cheech and Colin, they, you know? So it's, I don't know. I could see it happening. I would love to see PME, the champs.
I was kind of thinking, imagine if the Weird World screwed PME out of the titles.
No.
Because that was their moment. They got robbed, and they have to sit on the bench, and they have to sell beer or whatever they're doing for the show.
Man, I really hope they let Worldwide Behind the Bar for the AIW show. That would really make it feel like home for your boy. I know we're going to be a few states away, and you know, this White Eagle Hall is not going to be like any venues we've been to in Cleveland. So if old Worldwide's behind that bar, your boy's going to be feeling real, real comfy.
I mean, I was going to say, when's the last show that AIW had that had beer, but I forgot WrestleRaven. I wasn't there.
Yeah, but that's not – I think you're thinking like Mount Carmel, where like the talent, or the students and whatnot were the bartenders. So I'm guessing you're going for.
Well, that – whatever they're doing. But in my head, when I think AIW shows, because for so many years that's where we went, I think Mount Carmel. It's hard to get used to like, oh – when I think AIW, I'm thinking of a different venue because so many years. I think, but obviously before that, it was Turner's Hall. And now we're spending another period where we're just bouncing around. Though I do like the that Parma location. It sucks that there's no bleachers, so people can't get that kind of aesthetic. But all in all, like, it was a pretty fun venue.
Yeah, it was big enough, too. I felt like it held us good. We weren't, like, cramped in there.
Ohio Nets was my favorite.
Me too. That's right by my house, so I'm all for that place.
I think that's probably the closest venue to my new work, which is like right on the border of Brook Park and Berea. All right, and let's move on to the main event of the evening, the AIW Absolute title match. The new champ, PB Smooth, versus Filthy Tom Lawler, versus Tim Donce, versus the Intense champion, Matthew Justice. What a way, maybe it's not the main event, but all four of these men in the title match. You have PB, like I said, the new champion, the vet in AIW, Tim Donst, Filthy Tom Lawler, who has an incredible record, and the resurgence of Matthew Justice since he came back like 2 years ago. Like, the resurrection of Matthew Justice has been insane, and he has the potential of walking out both champions.
Justice two belts.
Absolute intense champion.
Yeah.
He just needs to get that women's championship.
Did you say you're not sure if it's the main? I thought it's the main event, right? They said that.
I wasn't sure if they would do that or Swoggle and Steiner.
No. Oh. No, that's not.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure it's said that is the main event. It's going on last.
How you feeling about this match, Pat?
It is going to be a fucking brawl. I know that.
For all.
PB is pretty fucking pissed off. I know that you two, this isn't a review of that show, but you two were not at Wrestle Rave. PB Smooth is pretty fucking pissed off at, I suppose, the entire AID as a whole, I guess, is kind of what he was trying to put over. No, he thinks no one believes him in him, and he's just kind of a placeholder. So he's real fucking pissed off. Matthew Justice, as you said, is on an absolute fucking tear. That dude is just destroying shit, as everyone who is in attendance for Wrestle Rave knows. There's some wild shit. Yeah, he's capable of some wild shit. Filthy Tom, absolute beast. He's the man. This shit is Tim Donst also, as we've said, has had some of the best matches of 2018 with AIW. I mean, he's done some wild shit as well. So it is going to be an absolute barn burner, well-deserved main event. It's going to be wild. Kind of excited that it's in a new venue in a weird place, because maybe they can jump off or break some wild shit. We don't have to worry. Oh, they're not going to be invited back. You know what I mean? They could do some wild shit. And we'll be Thursday night as opposed to like Saturday, where they might be a little bit more lenient. You know, they haven't been being bitched at for 3 days straight of people breaking chairs and whatnot. So maybe they can get away with some more wild shit. I don't know. I just know it's going to be a crazy, crazy time.
Yeah, I think PB was trying to get to my heart talking shit about Donst in that promo. I was like, ooh.
He's pretty angry.
This.
What did you say?
He came out and cut a promo at the end of Wrestle Rave, Ed.
Okay.
He's pretty upset.
Yeah, there's like, I think, a couple videos of it online.
Yeah, he put a video out of it for sure.
In the absence of Wrestling Cheers not being, aka me, doing the videos, there's a lot of people covering for it, which obviously you didn't do it for us, you just did it for yourself, which is fine. But no, you actually helped people like me who couldn't go, and I got to be on the other side of it to see a lot of the highlights like that. There was that, not everybody I think got that promo, but sometimes like those are some of the best moments. Yeah, you can get the in-ring shit, but promos that AIW is not necessarily going to, you know, put out on YouTube. And not to mention with this match, I didn't think about it until we were talking about it. You know, one of the big matches from last year was frickin' Donst versus Justice. We now added them to this match.
Right. They're pretty familiar with each other.
Like I said, Filthy Tom Lawler and like, this is going to be a crazy fucking match. And I don't know what that venue's like. I can only imagine it's going to be fucking great. What are your thoughts on this match, Ed?
It's a real weird match. PB Smooth's got a lot to prove. You know, that doesn't mean he's going to be able to. Because he's in there with Matt Justice, who's insane, Tim Donst, who's a proven veteran, and then one of the baddest dudes on the planet, Tom Lawler. I can't. It's hard to say who's gonna win this. Everybody's got pretty much got an equal chance at this point. You know what I mean? Like, there's no heavy favorite.
Yeah, I really do want to see Janela come out, no matter who wins.
Man, that would be a way to end the show. That's for sure.
Is he allowed to?
Yeah, I would think. I mean, just in appearance, I would think if there's anything that, I mean, he's, as far as I know, the contract stuff, I don't think his stuff goes to like October or something. And I think him and somebody else have a contract where they can work some dates.
Yeah.
Up until a certain date. But either way, if what you're talking about, you know, where he just comes out, I think you're allowed to do anything like that where he can just appear, especially for AEW. I don't think they have any type of clause like that where you can't even appear.
It's like, I'm curious, and I want to call Tony and ask him, but I also don't want to like stooge out anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, did you get co-opted yet, or is
still checks cleared? Check.
Okay. Good. We're both in the money. Good.
I think that would be a great moment. And Janela coming out, obviously not necessarily cashing in at that moment. I understand keeping that for GCW. That's been advertised as such. That shouldn't be broken.
got to stop you there. It's actually AEW wrestler Joey Janela. We got to, because the check cleared, so we got to.
Yeah.
But.
Good call, Ed.
Because the check cleared, so.
My check didn't.
As much as I would love to see that happen, I just don't think it's gonna. I don't know. I'm looking forward to Friday night when we, you know, we're gonna see him. I don't know. I think it would be incredible, but I just think it might. It's a little too much for. I don't know.
They say who he's wrestling.
No,
Friday.
Okay. That's part of it. But there was also supposed to be a big announcement tonight, and they did announce something, but I don't know if that was – I guess that was it. Not who he's wrestling, but what they announced.
Yeah. We'll see. But I there's a part of me that does hope, whether it be this show, whether it be Gauntlet, wherever – whenever it is, that Joey Janela does get the cash in.
Yeah, I hope we don't become the – you know, it's not going to be like whatever, a moment where they don't, you know – cash. It's one other person, maybe not, or something like that. They've said, I don't know if it's been referenced before, but that would really suck if he was the one.
Is there like a time limit on it? Is it like a year, or does he got to like use it before the next one?
I think they said it's something to the point of using it for the next one, but they were kind of. I think they've stated that they kind of gave him more leave
because it's Joey,
pretty much,
right.
That's fine. Do you put a little asterisk beside the rules and put because it's Joey? Like, I don't think anyone's going to argue that.
It's mainly.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, it's mainly because of the injury. Like, he didn't get a proper chance to cash in, like, at a normal time. And they weren't sure.
That tells me this is Big Mike Galgan, and the same situation happens. We're not holding it over for him. You know what I mean? I think it's an asterisk because it's Joey.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I mean, he's the only one to win Jaylit, but he wasn't going for the contract thing. He put his title online, and that's what everything was for. Similar to Eric Ryan, but that was a vacant title. Because that's one thing that I was always tripped up on. I thought Elgin was putting the title on the line, but also given the opportunity for someone to have that shot. So I thought he could have used it, like, after losing the title, but turns out, no, that's not the way it was told. So...
Either way, yeah, I hope we get to see a cash-in moment from him. Obviously, that would be that'd be pretty awesome.
All right, let's go to this commercial break, and we'll be coming right back with the rest of the picks.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 4,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 110 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
And we're back. So let's dive back into this card and let's start making some picks. Let's start off with the match that started all the announcements. Or starting to get all the hype into it, Scott Steiner versus Swoggle. As much as I would I think it'd be cool or funny to see Swoggle win, it's got to be Steiner. This has to be Steiner all fucking day. How about you, Ed?
I just want to say, I want to preface all of my picks with this, all right? Bull, but that's not set in stone, because what I'm going to do is cheer for everyone. I heard David Bixen's fans coming for everyone that he does in hopes that we become best friends. So, because I got a lot of Hulk Hogan questions, so I want to be best friends with Bix, okay?
Oh, my God.
Listen, I got a plan, all right?
You're supposed to discuss stuff like this with me beforehand, I think.
I'm discussing it with you now. This is what this is.
Yeah. If you whisper, he can still hear you, you know?
You don't know that.
I do know that.
There's no science behind it. If I have to pick, now keep in mind, not set in stone, cheering for whoever Vic cheers for, I'm going to go with Scott Steiner.
Yeah. They were saying that Swoggle was saying he wanted to do something big for Mania Weekend. He didn't get that, like, as many bookings last year as he wanted to, so he wanted to do something this year. I think it's that Scott Steiner's going to kill him, and Steiner's going to murder Swoggle, and Swoggle's going to get murdered. That's what the big thing he's going to do. He's going to get murdered. So, yeah, I got Steiner winning this.
Does he call him a fat ass, do you think?
Oh, man, for sure. Because, I mean, yeah. They've referenced that he said he had trouble working with little people, so because of their bottom heavy. So I'm sure that's got to be coming.
How about Eddie Kingston versus Otani? I honestly don't know much about Otani. I'm going to go with Eddie fucking Kingston. How about you, Ed? You know more than two of us.
He doesn't know about Shinjiro Otani. Junior heavyweight, had a heavyweight run too, but mostly junior heavyweight, right, in New Japan. Left, did 0-1. Most importantly, though, he used to have red hair and come out with samurai swords. I don't know if he comes out with samurai swords or not anymore. I guess we'll see, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, in the graphic, he's like miming a samurai sword. It kind of bums me out that he doesn't have a sword, because it'd be awesome if he did come out with fucking swords. That'd be
If he does pretend swords, is that cooler, do you think?
Oh, man. Be pretty fucking tight. Yeah, I'm down with that.
So what's your picks?
Eddie Kingston.
I got Otani. I think Kingston puts Otani over. And I hope we don't see Eddie go out. You know, he's threatened to leave wrestling at the end of the year, but I got Otani.
We have the Mexican Deathmatch rematch. La Familia de Tijuana versus the Young Studs. Young Studs won the first round, right?
Oh.
Or no?
No, I'm pretty sure they lost after Eric Ryan got powerbombed through a plate glass window into a barbed wire board.
That's got all fucked up.
Yeah, I think they lost.
Okay, then I'm going with the Young Studs this time around.
Yeah, I agree. I think we see Bobby Beverly and Eric Ryan get the rematch here, the revenge mania moment here for sure. This one's going to be wild as all fuck too. Again, a situation where we're not in the home building where no one's got to worry about like, oh, hey, you know, you're not going to be invited back type shit. So, yeah, I think Eric Ryan asked for something like he wanted like 400 forks.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So
how about you, Ed?
Listen, real talk. You know who's going to win this, right? Does nobody remember that last match? They don't want to do anything. Like, Eric Wright and Bobby Beverly did everything in that match.
Yeah, I got you. I could see dude, where they you're didn't going do, there, but...
They didn't do shit.
Like, I could see where you're going with that, but I see Eric Ryan and Bobby getting the win here, personally. I don't know.
What's the odds, or what are the odds, that Thrift Store Jobber throws a chair and gets kicked out of the venue again?
No, we're not. Pat's not going to let that happen.
Listen, I'm on way better watch now. There was chairs at this last show, and I convinced a different person, not Thrift Store this time, totally different person, to not throw a chair.
Awesome. Wow. Because now you're prepared for it.
I'll tell you guys off the air. Oh, yeah, it was like almost the same exact situation. And I said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And grabbed it and put it back down. And this person thought better of it and looked around and went, oh, yeah, right. I'm telling you, it was not Brian, too. I'll tell you off the air. The only reason I'm not saying this person's name is because, yeah, not saying it. But
Caden's
a good brother right there.
They were definitely going to throw the chair. And I was like, nope, do not do that. Don't do that. No, it was somebody who should know better, but didn't really know better. But yeah, not saying it.
Getting in that moment, you know?
Yeah, shit gets wild, man. Shit gets wild.
Oh, yeah, it does.
But yeah. Yeah, he's, come on.
Ethan Page and MJF versus Colt Cabana and Space Monkey. I'm going to go Ethan Page and MJF. How about you, Ed?
I gotta go with Ethan Page and MJF because I always pick Ethan Page. And I found out today that MJF is also really loved the Rosie O'Donnell show, just like I did when I was a kid, and like I can relate to that, and now I like him.
He is better than us, we do know that.
Well, he's friends with Rosie O'Donnell, come on.
Yeah,
I'm more surprised that hey. Clip is making another round, because
another round, he thank said you. Another round, Pat,
thank you. We've seen this clip before, and no one wants to believe me. What was it, Spring Break last year? Spring Break 2 when they played this?
I don't remember then. I've seen his dad share it, like his other dad. The guy who he believes to be his dad, he shared it on Facebook. So I've seen it then.
Yeah, I knew I've seen this about a year ago, for
hey,
sure.
Pat, are you proud?
Yes. Yes. Well, I knew it was a moment that I feel vindicated right now.
It's awesome.
But yeah, I think Ethan Page and MJF is a powerful tag team. Is Ethan Page is with Dr. Dan, is like MJF under the tutelage of DCR now too, kind of like, because I feel like he's better than Dan, right? He's not taking he's not taking advice from Dr. Dickhead, right?
No, I think he's just there by association, just like MJF has been with Duke Money before, but he's not part of Duke Money.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
How about Submit or Surrender? Dominic Greeny versus Joshua Bishop. I'm going to go Dominic Greeny. How about you, Pat?
Yeah, I got Dom winning this one, but I really think that Josh brings it to him and kind of finally maybe earns Dom's respect here at the end of it. He kind of has a big brother puts him down moment, but he also kind of finally little brother earns a little respect maybe. And they go kind of back to how they were, and it's not so much, you know, I think Dom's lesson, it landed, and Josh is going to kind of prove and earn some respect from Dom here. But I got Dom taking them.
How about you, Ed?
I'm gonna go Josh Bishop. I like the way he's been carrying himself lately. He's got some real 1998 Kevin Nash vibes to him. So that's awesome. So how can you bet against somebody of a 1998 Kevin Nash?
I mean, I agree. I think Bishop's great, but Dom has been fucking pissed lately. There is a fucking fire behind Dom's eyes.
Yeah, there's a reason we haven't had him on so I could talk to him about Shrek matches, and it's because he's in no mood to talk about Shrek matches.
Yeah, dude, he will beat the shit out of you for saying something like that.
Yeah, man, I don't want to beat up over my idea for a Shrek match, you know?
I want to get Mikey the Millennial on here so I could ask him the Fave 5 question about wings, just so he can be the one person to give their reasoning why boneless is better.
Unless it's not even a wing.
Hey, he says it's better, so.
Is he scared of bones?
I don't know. You had him on your show. Why didn't you ask him? I
feel like boneless wings are like diet wings, right?
Did we have him? I think we redacted that. Is that episode still up? I don't think we did that.
I couldn't even tell you. Yeah, I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What did he say?
He's asking about chicken nuggets.
I don't know, man.
Oh, I did not know you guys deleted that episode. That's fucking hilarious.
No, I don't think we did. No, I'm just being an asshole. Once they're up, they're up.
All right. Speaking of Pod Van Dam, two guys that have done the intro for Pod Van Dam. We have Mance Warner versus Nick fucking Gage. This isn't like another main event contender for a regular AIW show. And God, I so wish I was seeing this live. But if I'm picking between the two, I'm going to go Mance Warner. How about you, Ed?
Would you say that those are the two most popular Pod Van Dam openings?
No, I just said that they were two of them.
Would you say they are? Because I think those would be the two most popular ones, definitely. Right?
I think so.
I mean, how many other ones are there?
We got Buckets? A lot. Steve Guy, yeah, Nasty Russ, MJF.
Well, that one's a good one.
Mancer tells a girl not to drink and drive. He's doing
that's
fucking
right.
Things, dude. He's a solid guy.
Oh, man, Mancer's just a good guy, you know?
He really is avenging me right now, thankfully.
I'm going to go with Mancer.
Whole other thing.
I'm going to go with Mancer.
I really don't know what to do, guys.
I think Nick Gage is going to be off his game mentally, you know, because in the same area of the world is going to be David Arquette, his kryptonite, the only man brave enough to shoot on Nick Gage. And I think that might be messing. He might be off his game a bit. So always constantly on the lookout for David Arquette.
Are you making puppet David Arquette?
What? No, I have too much respect for David Arquette. He's a shooter. I wouldn't want to make him mad and have him shoot on me.
How about puppet Mance Warner?
Well, no. This
puppet Mance Warner would be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's so many puppets.
Well, we like puppets, though.
Yeah, but who's making these puppets? I don't have time to make all these puppets.
You never made puppet Nick Gage.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's licensed material. We don't talk about NPG. But yeah, guys, back to this though, for real. What am I gonna do, man? How do I decide who to root for here? Like, can this be a situation where I just root for both of them? Because I honestly don't even think it really can be, because like Gage wouldn't tolerate that, right? Like, if he sees me rooting for Mance, I'll probably get kicked out of the gang, huh?
That's
the only thing protecting us at this point.
You know what I mean? Like, he told me that we're gang affiliated, so like, you don't just root against your gang leader. I mean, that's pretty fucked up. I don't know, man. No, Mance is my guy. I honestly don't even know if I can make a pick here. I literally don't know, man. I don't know if I could do it.
Listen, being MDK affiliated is one of the only things protected Podbean Dam right now. You know what I mean?
And you just picked against him, you son of a bitch. That's not doing us very good.
He doesn't know me.
He listens to this show. He
doesn't know my face.
That's true. See, he does know my face, though.
See, exactly.
I've had multiple encounters with Mr. Gage, and he knows exactly who I am. So, man, I don't know. I can't choose, guys. Can't do it. Can't do it.
You got to pick.
I pick the winner to be the audience, because it's going to be an incredible match.
So you
can I do that?
You're picking a time limit draw.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Time limit draw, and the audience wins because it's just a hell of a match. That is my answer.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Way to go. That is some fence riding right there. I'm impressed.
I like it. I did it pretty good. That was pretty good.
Oh, man.
I got nervous. I thought he was really going to make me pick one. That was good.
How you pulled that off?
I was going to make you pick one, but then I was like, if you're not going to pick one, then technically you're picking a tie.
We gotta get because Nick Gage is scary, right? And he likes you. We gotta get him on Twitter, like the corporation itself, to fix this whole no one can search for us thing.
What happened?
Can't search for Podbean Dam on Twitter because we're problematic content.
Oh no! Is that because of what you said to that guy?
100%. That's what it is. Yeah,
Ed. Can we
search Podbean Dam?
Should we just make another Pod Van Dam account, like L Pod Van Dam, like El Barto? When he just says alter ego is L, we could be El Pod Van Damo.
Listen, no, we're fine where we are.
I'm waiting on the new Pod Van Dam Facebook page.
Oh no! I'll have my grandma set that up.
Well, no, because freaking Justin was the guy behind the other one, and I don't think it's been updated in a year or two.
I didn't even know he had one.
I've told you you had one.
But I forget things.
I'm on the show. I didn't know we had one either.
Yeah, about that. Who cares? Facebook. It ain't real life, you know?
It's Pod Van Dam Podcast.
What?
It's true.
It's Pod Van Dam. It says it's the title of the page is Pod Van Dam Podcast.
Well, I'm going to like it.
I'm glad it exists.
All right, let's go to the AIW Tag Team Title Match to Infinity and Beyond. The defending champions versus the production versus PME versus the Jollyville Fuckits. Put up or shut up time right now. Whether PME comes out victorious, I'm going with the safe bet to Infinity and Beyond, but I think PME is going to come close. How about you, Ed?
Well, to Infinity and Beyond, they win always and all the time, so I'm going to go with them.
All right, well, I'm not picking those jerks unless Cheech brings my shirt. Cheech, I know you're listening. If you bring my RVD 420 shirt, you guys, hey, they'll probably win every match.
That Cheech,
otherwise, I'm going to pick PME. Unless Cheech brings my shirt.
Cheech, just bring the shirt.
Come on, Cheech.
Come on, man.
Do me a solid, brother.
What's wrong? Come on, what are you scared of?
You don't even wear it right. I won't tie it in a knot like a weird 90s teenager like you did.
It's not respectful of the shirt, Cheech, and you know it.
It's really, really not. So just hand it over and...
Just somebody that'll love it, Cheech.
He will. He's a nice guy. Deep down, we know he's a nice guy, and he will, so...
I'm over.
Yep.
Making things happen this episode, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it.
And then we have the absolute title match. PB Smooth, the defending champion, versus Filthy Tom Lawler, versus Tim Dodds, versus Matthew Justice. Who's walking out champ? I'm going to go last. Let's start with Ed.
I feel like one person in this match has a championship aura about him, and it is Filthy Tom Lawler, and I think it's his time.
Well, I would I would figure Justice has the championship more because he's a champion.
Yeah, but not like he's not the top champion.
Justice has been on a tear, and he has a championship kind of lore about him, like you're saying. But Filthy Tom, it's either this or he's winning J-Lit this year. He's kind of been on the cusp of a lot of things in AIW. He's a very bigger name. He's been on his way up, and I think it's either here or J-Lit, and then something happens, you know, from him winning J-Lit. But I like his odds in the four-way. I don't see PB coming out of this as the champion, and I think Filthy Tom beats him.
I'm not picking Filthy Tom Lawler.
That's silly not to.
I think the winner and new AIW Absolute Champion, Tim fucking Donst.
Man, you've really turned over on that, huh?
Oh, no, so I can see him lose again. That's it.
But to lose again, that means he wins it again. So, like, in Tim's eyes, he's fine with it because, I mean, he's not friggin' what's his name from old wrestling. Everyone who wins it's going to eventually lose it. So I think Tim's fine with you saying that. You really love Timmy now, huh?
That's fine. I mean, Gage beating him was, like, one of my favorite moments. It's someone else's turn.
It was a good match, yeah. That was it worked for what they were doing. I personally just don't see him coming back again that quickly to be champ again, personally.
I mean,
anything can. It's going to be a wild match.
All right, let's wrap this show up. Any final thoughts or last minute plugs before we go? Start with Ed.
Pod Van Dam. It's a podcast. We cover wrestling Twitter Sunday, and you can follow us on Twitter at Pod Van Dam. But I just found out. You like have to click our name in another link where someone talked about us because you can't search for Pod Van Dam anymore.
Man, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, why would they do that to us? What have I ever done?
I don't know.
I can search you guys just fine.
I tried and it wouldn't come up. Could not search Pod Van Dam. Like, if you search Pod Van Dam, our profile would not come up.
It works for me, but that's because I already. You know what I mean? Like, it comes right up. I typed in pod and we're the first ones to come up, so.
Yeah.
It's probably just because I'm already following it.
Probably.
Yeah, it's...
We have an email, too. You could email us if you want. podvandam24@gmail.com.
And we read those emails on podvandam as content.
Yep. It's true.
I know how this works.
Anything else from you, Patrick?
You could just follow me on Twitter at You Can Call Me Ron. Or I'm going to Mania Weekend. I'm going to be at all these shows. If you want to watch my Instagram story, I'll probably be putting up a lot of wrestling shit on there. That one's just Call Me Ron, not You Can Call Me Ron. Just Call Me Ron on Instagram.
You're going to have a hell of a time. You know what I mean?
It's going to be a quality 3 days. Be there for 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just dread that drive through Pennsylvania, but that's just me.
I mean, you drive every day, all day. What do you mean, dreading? Who there? It's all boring. Anywhere from pretty much western New York to, like, you know, past Nebraska is boring as all hell.
Pennsylvania's one of the worst. That and Tennessee, east to west. I've gone on
Ohio's pretty about bad, that. Too, man. Ohio's pretty boring and flat, too, man.
It's not about being flat. It's just pure nothingness. I feel like there's more places in Ohio then they're like literally your two biggest cities in Pennsylvania are on the opposite side of the state. Harrisburg's kind of in the middle and it's okay size, but the rest is just nothing. Yeah. Appalachian Mountains suck.
What day is this going to come out?
This is coming out Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay. Normally it comes out Thursday, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just like
that's AIW. So, okay. So maybe people will be listening to this while they drive to Mania Weekend. If you're listening to this right now, just shout out whatever city you're in right now. Shout it. Just yell it out to the car.
I'm going to make everyone in my car listen to this. I don't care how narcissistic it is.
It takes some breaks in between, like, that awful playlist you sent to me that you're trying to make.
That is.
I don't even want to know what's on your playlist.
Oh, it's bad.
We can talk about it now because by the time this comes out, Ed Battis will be in my car.
He's already probably like been like, oh man.
It's the iCarly theme song, like 6 Ariana Grande songs, 4 Miley Cyrus songs, a Hannah Montana song, Metro Station, Cobra Starship, Kanye.
Stop it. Stop. This is enough. This is enough. No more.
Kanye is the only artist you've mentioned that I like.
Only Child. Probably, I think Front Bottoms are probably on it.
Stop it.
Maybe Gaston, like the song from Beauty and the Beast. I think that's on it.
The cartoon or the remake?
The cartoon.
Okay.
You guys are killing me.
Ariana Grande salad. I don't know what you're talking about.
No Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
No. Terrible.
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett?
Oh, you think Lady Gaga is terrible, but you're over here talking about Ariana Grande. Come on. It's enough.
What was Lady Gaga's Nickelodeon show called? What was Lady Gaga's Nickelodeon show called?
I gotta go. Can I disconnect from the back?
All right. You can find
plug season 1 of Sam and Cat.
Stop it. Just cut him off or he's going to keep going, Summers.
You can find myself on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at HeavySet330, just like you can find this show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Check out our friends on the Trending Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Your Vision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling with Altitude. Check out our other podcasting friends, such as Pod Van Dam, Super Fantastic Podcast, The Road Home from Wrestling, Kick Out at 2, The Indie Cast, Center Stage, that's Center Stage, and there's a crossover episode coming up soon, me on their podcast, and I want to know what listeners think. I recorded like 2 hours with them for this show. Should I divide those up into 2 episodes or 1? That would really help me out whether what you want to listen to 2 hours straight or 1 hour, then 1 hour. Also, SoBros Network, Big Gold Belt Podcast, Spotlight Series, and I Got Your 5 Stars. Check out other non-podcasting friends such as Thrift Store Jobber, The Savage Dash, Set Tab Photo, Powerslam.tv. Use Wrestling Cheers, all one word, as a promo code and get your first month free. Ringshite Shots Photography, Sickening Pictures, Wrestle Void, Key on Sports, Stay Tough, Midwest Territory, Southern Underground Pro, and the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. That will do it for us here on Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, even if we didn't start the show in mid-conversation. Later.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Would you like to get away?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And we're all be glad you can.
Rules are all the same. You're the one everybody knows your name.
Right by the IX Center and right by the Browns next? Training facility. What?
Did I get disconnected? Hello?
Oh, I can't hear Summers.
Yeah, I can't hear Justin at all.
Oh my! Well, I wasn't. Hold on.
It's maybe I'll lit up green like he's talking, which sometimes happens, but I don't hear anything from him.
Do you hear me now?
Did you hit a button, Justin?
Do you hear me now?
Hello?
Do you hear me now?
Can you hear me, Ed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Ed?
Do Pod Van Dam while he's gone?
You got any questions?
Not, I wonder if he's – I mean, he said we didn't have any questions. We should have just put the tweet out. Reese would have tweeted in.
It's true.
You guys seriously can't hear me? I'm probably keeping
I wonder if he can hear us.
Yes, I can hear you.
For now, though.
This is strange.
Oh, don't mute yourself, because now it's just me. That's...
Well, I had wanted to close my chair. Noise. See, he's saying something. It's green, but we can't hear you.
I can hear you.
No Morse code?
I don't think it works like that.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, hey!
It's back. It's a little like... It's a little rugged, but we can hear you.
How rugged?
That's getting better. Because we couldn't hear you for a long time.
I could hear you the whole time.